they recited this mantra, let us offer our respectful obeisances unto Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always situated in His transcendental abode. Since He is the Supreme Person, Paramahamsa, let us offer our respectful obeisances unto Him. This is a very nice verse, since it gives us some understanding of what is required for the process of Krishna consciousness.
Ovo je veoma lep stih koji nam daje razumevanje šta je potrebno za proces svesti Krishna.
Krishna consciousness is practiced on the basis of austerity.
Svesnost Krishna se primenjuje na bazi strogosti.
What is our austerity in the movement for Krishna consciousness?
Šta je naša strogost u pokretu svesnosti Krishna?
I'm asking.
Da pitam. Može neko reći?
Yes!
4 godine pričaju. Ivanja Hare Krishna.
Very good.
Vrlo dobro.
Have you ever noticed that the devotees in Beograd are not very philosophical?
Da li ste ikad primetili da bhakti u Beogradu nisu vrlo filozofski nastrojeni?
It is, when one comes here, it is quite shocking. To be honest, I'm not, see, I like you very much, I feel like your younger brother, so I can say such things.
To se može osjeti kad se ovdje dođe. Ja nemam ništa protiv vas, se sviđate, osjećam se kao vaš mlađi brat.
It is very important that in Beograd devotees begin to read regularly in Srila Prabhupada's books.
Vama je važno da bhakti u Beogradu počnu da redovno čitaju Srila Prabhupadove knjige.
I've just read one yesterday. I read what was it? Yes, I read the devotee who regularly eats but does grains but does not taste the drops of the stories about Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, he gradually falls down from his transcendental platform.
Pak tako je redovno jede žitarice, ali da kuša dektar teba o Krišni, on postepeno pada sa svog transcendentalnog položaja.
See, it is very important that we maintain a higher taste in Krishna consciousness.
Vama je važno da održavamo više ukus u svesnosti Krišna.
Our relationship to Krishna is one of taste.
Naš odnos sa Krishnom je odnos ukusa.
It is described in the Taittiriya Upanishad that Krishna is called Rasa, the reservoir of all wonderful of all tastes.
U Taittiriya Upanishadi je objašnjeno da se Krishna naziva Rasa, riznica svih ukusa.
This rasa forms the basis of our relationship to Krishna.
Ta rasa čini osnovu našeg odnosa sa Krishnom.
Now, it is described that the living entity falls from this material world when he loses this relationship to Krishna. In other words, when he loses the taste of this relationship.
Opisano je da živo biće pada u materijalni svet kada izgubi taj odnos sa Krišnom, kada izgubi ukus za odnos sa Krišnom.
You may still be very blissful, but when you have lost your relationship to Krishna, then slowly you will be able to fall.
Još uvijek možete biti vrlo blaženi, ali kada izgubite taj odnos sa Krišnom, onda možete pasti.
It is described that the spiritual existence is anandamaya, that means full of bliss.
Opisano je da je duhovno postojanje anandamaya, što znači puno blaženstva.
But you can't keep that state of bliss unless and until you have a relationship and a taste within that relationship to Krishna.
Ali ne može se održati to stanje blaženstva ukoliko i dok se nema ukus za odnos sa Krishnom.
So the living entity goes when he is in the spiritual world, for some reason or other he is no longer tasting that rasa, and therefore he gets virtually blissed out.
Kada živo biće prekine na neki način, kada prekine da kuša taj ukus odnosa sa Krišnom, ono postane izblisnuto.
This we have Sahoda Swami was lecturing very nicely about this point. Have you ever heard this description in, do you say this in Yugoslavian language, blissed out? This is from the hippie world.
The hippie termin?
No, you never heard this? Blissed out, it means you are so happy, it somehow, you somehow... just like eating prasadam, you eat so much and somehow it overtakes you. You know, you're so happy, you're just blissed out.
Blissed out znači kada ste toliko sretni da, ili kada toliko puno prasadama častite i onda vas to nekako preplavi i otkačite zbog toga.
Right, when you eat so much prasadam, you're prasadam out, you know, you just fall asleep, you know it.
Kad jedete puno prasadama, onda ste prasadam out, spavate se i splavljeni ste.
K.O. prasadam K.O. You know, so it's a bliss K.O. what this means is, in the spiritual world, we feel very happy in our, but then some, due to some reason, we lose this taste of the Krishna, of Krishna, of the relationship to Krishna.
U duhovnom svetu mi smo vrlo sretni u tom odnosu sa Krishnom, ali neki način izgubimo ukus za taj odnos sa Krishnom.
We think, why am I with Krishna? I can be blissful without Krishna.
Mi pomislimo, zašto uvijek Krishna mogu biti blaženi bez Krishna?
And then, when this rasa, this taste which is there in a relationship to Krishna is no longer there, you will go into a state, you will go into the body of Mahavishnu.
Kad nema više tog ukusa za odnos sa Krishnom, onda živo biće odlazi u telo Mahavishnu.
Because there is a place where you can sleep very nicely.
Jer tamo osoba može veoma lepo spavati.
And from within, so Mahavishnu, he sees that there are so many living entities in him who have the desire to not have this taste in relationship to Krishna. So he manifests a form which enjoys, very confidential relationship to Rama, the goddess of fortune.
Kad Mahavishnu vidi da živa bića, njemu ima toliko puno živih bića, su izgubila ukus za taj odnos sa Krišnom, onda on uspostavi vrlo poverljivi odnos sa Ramom, boginjom sreće.
And there we see, oh, this I want to enjoy. And then we go forth into the material world attracted by the pleasures of sex.
Život biće u telu Mahavišna pomisli, o, ovo ja želim da uživam, i onda odlazi u materijalni svijet privučeno seksom i zadovoljstvom.
See, so the first thing is we lose our rasa, our taste for Krishna, then we are still very blissful, but we are getting, we are falling into, we going into a state where we do not derive our bliss in relationship to Krishna.
Prvo izgubimo našu rasu, naš odnos, ukus za odnos sa Krishnom, pa onda
we go into a state where we do not taste our bliss in relationship to Krishna.
Mi ne kušamo blaženstvo u odnosu sa Krishnom. Dođemo u tako stanje.
And from there we fall into the material world.
A odatle padnemo u materijalni svijet.
It's just like sometimes a new devotee in Krishna consciousness, he is he may feel, oh, my life is so wonderful.
Kao mladi bhakta, novi bhakta, sve se ti Krishna može osjećati, oh, moj život je tako divan.
He might smile every day.
Može se smejati svaki dan.
And he prasaram.
Jeste prasaram.
He's the first in the Mangalaratik.
Prvi je na Mangalaratiku.
He dances the highest.
Skače najviše od pleše.
And then next morning, he is blooped and he's in the gas filling station.
Onda sljedećeg dana blupne i radi zaposlen na benzinskoj pumpi.
Mopping the windows.
I briše prozore na automobilu.
Can you give me a few dinars?
Dajte mi nekoliko dinara.
What is the reason? See, he may be full of bliss in Krishna consciousness, but he has not that relationship to Krishna. He doesn't surrender to Krishna.
On može biti pun blaženstva, u svesnosti Krishne, ali nema taj odnos sa Krishnom, ne predaje se Krishna.
There is not this rasa.
Nema rase.
Yes. And therefore, the bliss which he feels doesn't protect him from fall down.
Iz toga blaženstva koje osjeća ga ne štiti od pada.
Sometimes we ask, how is it that we ever made the mistake to come down into this material world?
Ponekad mi pitamo kako to da smo napravili grešku i došli u ovaj materijalni svijet.
Do the devotees here ask this question also sometimes? This is because we lost our rasa.
To je zato što smo izgubili rasu.
Rasa is everything.
Rasa je sve.
When we decided to be happy without Krishna, when we decided not to be surrendered any longer to Krishna, then the fall was going on.
Kada smo odlučili da budemo sretni bez Krishne, kada smo odlučili da više ne budemo predani Krishni, onda je došlo do pada.
Sometimes the bliss in Krishna consciousness is you do something for Krishna which you don't want.
Ponekad je blaženstvo u svjesnosti Krishna da uradite nešto za Krishna što ne želite.
Like for instance going out of Sankirtan.
Kao na primjer ići van u Sankirtan.
It's not that every day one wants to meet all these conditioned souls.
Nije baš da svaki dan osoba želi da se sretne sa tim uslovljenim dušama.
And one feels very a hard time to go out.
I osoba osjeća da je jako teško da ide van.
But still, in Krishna consciousness we surrender to the pleasures of Krishna, and when we actually do it, it becomes blissful.
U svesnosti Krishna mi se predajemo Krishnim zadovoljstvima i kada to zaista i uradimo, onda to postane da blaženstvo.
This is a taste which we could call the rasa of Krishna consciousness. That means in relationship to Krishna, there is a taste.
To je ukus koga možemo nazvati rasa svesnosti Krishne. To znači da u odnosu sa Krišnom postoji ukus.
It's not just a blissful feeling.
To nije samo blaženi osjećaj.
Or there's another example, the example given with the gopis.
I postoji još jedan primjer sa gopijama.
Once Krishna had a headache.
Jednom je Krishna imao glavobolju.
And he said, only the dust from the feet of my pure devotees can cure me.
I on je rekao, samo prašina sa stopala mojih čistih bhakta me može izlečiti.
So the Narada Muni said, but who will give you the dust from his feet? They all know that you will go to hell.
Narada Muni
je rekao, that they will go to hell if they do that.
Narada Muni je pitao, ali ko će ti dati prašinu sa svojih stopala, jer svi znaju da će ići u pakao ako to učini.
Well, said Krishna, just go, maybe you find someone.
Krishna je rekao, samo idi, možda ćeš naći nekog.
So first thing Narada Muni did is he went to the brahmanas in Dvaraka. Please, Krishna has headache, give him the dust of your feet, that will cure him.
Prva stvar koju je uradio Narada, otišao je do brahmana u Dvaraki i rekao, molim vas, dajte prašinu.
We are not ludi.
Sa Krišnih lotusovih stopala, dajte prašinu sa svojih lotusovih stopala da bi izlečili Krišnu glavobolju. Mi nismo ludi.
Yes, we are not ludi. Because we will go to hell. If we cannot touch even with our feet one puja article.
Jer ćemo ići u pakao, mi ne možemo, ne smemo sa našim stopalima dodirnuti ni jednu posudu za puđu, predmet
so,
za puđu.
So what? He gives us dust, the lowest part, from the lowest part of our bodies on the head of Krishna, we will be condemned eternally.
Šta ako damo tu prašinu sa najnižeg dela našeg tela na Krišnu, da se stavlja Krišnu glavu, bit ćemo večno prokleti.
So Narada Muni came back to Krishna and told him, Krishna said, go to the gopis.
Narada Muni se vratio Krišna i rekao mu to, a Krišna je rekao, idi gopijama.
So, this is what Narada Muni did, and when he met the gopis gave them lots and lots of dust.
On je tišao gopijama i one su mu dale puno prašine.
Why you are not afraid that you will go to hell?
Šta ne bojite se da ćete ići u pakao?
Yeah, this doesn't really matter to us if we go to hell. Main thing is Krishna's headache is cured.
To nije toliko važno za nas ako idemo u pakao. Glavna stvar je da se izleči Krishna glavobolja.
So this is the meaning of this is what I want to explain, that in devotional service we derive our happiness in the relationship to Krishna.
To sam htio da objasnim, da u predanom služenju mi nalazimo zadovoljstvo u odnosu sa Krishnom.
What is good for Krishna that makes us happy?
Ono što je dobro za Krishnu, to nas čini sretnima.
And what is bad for Krishna, we don't even touch that.
Ono što je loše za Krishnu, mi to čak ne dodiramo.
On this state there is a higher ras than just trying to be happy yourself.
Na tom nivou postoji viša rasa nego da sami pokušavate da budete sretni.
So because we gave up this ras, we are here.
Pošto smo ostavili tu rasu, mi smo ovde.
And if we only if we develop this ras again, we will go there.
Ako ponovo, i samo ako ponovo razvijemo tu rasu, ići ćemo tamo.
So austerities can help us.
Tako strogosti nam mogu pomoći tome.
By doing what we do not like but which is good for our Krishna consciousness, we will definitely experience a higher ras.
Ako radimo ono što nam se ne sviđa, ali što je dobro za našu svjesnost Krišne, onda ćemo sigurno iskusiti višu rasu.
Just like we have some devotees here, not initiated devotees, you know, new devotees, beginners, who think, should I join or should I not join?
Baš kao što mi imamo ovde bhakte, koji nisu inicirani, koji misle, da li da se pridružim ili da se ne pridružim.
If I do not join, I don't have to surrender.
Ako se ne pridružim, onda ne moram da se predam.
No need to rise so early.
Nema potrebe da se tako rano ustaje.
And I can keep my own plans.
I mogu nastaviti, zadržati svoje sopstvene planove.
And if I join,
ako se pridružim,
I can eat every day prasadam.
Mogu jesti prasadam svaki dan.
That's also very good.
To je također vrlo dobro.
Two battles are, two parties are battling in the chest of the young Bhakta.
Dve vojske se bore u grudima mladog Bhakte.
Should I or should I not?
Da li da ili da ne?
When we have chanted nicely, we think, oh, I should.
Kad smo lepo mantrili, onda mislimo, treba.
And when we are in the modes of nature, we think, oh no, I should not.
Kad smo bili sa guna prirode, onda mislimo, a ne, ne, treba.
But this dilemma, should I or should I not, is a dilemma which also takes is battling in the heart of the older devotees.
Ali ta dilema, da ili ne, se odvija i u srcima starih bhakta.
And the answer is always, yes, you should.
I odgovor je uvijek, da, trebaš.
Because our lives have to be defined in relationship to Krishna.
Jer naši životi moraju postati definisani u odnosu sa Krishnom.
Srila Madhvacharya makes a point. You cannot say aham brahmasmi, I am spiritual.
Srila Madhvacharya kaže, ne možete reći aham brahmasmi, ja sam duhovan.
This sentence only makes sense if you say I am eternal because I am part of Krishna.
Ta rečenica ima smisla samo ako kažete ja sam večan zato što sam delić Krishna.
Alone you are not eternal.
Vi sami niste večni.
Without Krishna you wouldn't be even there.
Bez Krishne vi ne biste čak ni postojali.
Just like the spark. Alone, it is has no fire.
Baš kao što sama iskra, ona sama po sebi nema vatre.
Only if he is dancing within the fire, then he partakes of the fiery qualities.
Samo ako pleše u vatri, onda poprima kvalitet vatre.
So in a similar analogous way, the living entity is not independently happy. It is only as a servant of Krishna happy.
Na sličan analogan način, živo biće nije nezavisno srećno, već samo kao sluga Krishna.
There is a nice shloka, Krishna buli se jiva anadhir bahimuka ateva maya tara deya sansara dukha. Having turned away from Krishna, the living entity is experiencing pains without beginning.
Otkako je otišlo od Krishne, živo biće doživljava patnju bez početka.
Yes. So let us please understand this important point. We have to have this rasa.
Molim vas shvatite tu stvar, mi moramo imati tu rasu.
Also in our neophyte stage it is highly important to have a higher taste.
Također na našem početničkom stadiumu je jako važno da imamo taj ukus.
We should always endeavor for this higher taste.
Trebamo se uvijek truditi da kušamo taj viši ukus.
We should be rasa seekers.
Mi trebamo biti oni koji tragaju za rasom.
Because as soon as there is this higher taste, everything becomes very easy.
Jer čim postoji viši ukus, sve postaje jako lako.
So, I want to give you an example.
Želim dati primjer.
A young lady, aristocratic lady, is with her beloved.
Mlada devojka iz aristokratske porodice je sa svojim dragim.
Dragim, yes. So she says to the Dragim, Dragim, let's go for a walk. It's 12 o'clock in the night and very cold outside.
Ona kaže svom dragom, dragi, ajde idemo van, sada je ponoć i vrlo je hladno van.
So the dragi is gets very cold, you know, he's always when it's cold he's finished.
Dragi je vrlo zimogrožljiv.
But this aristocratic lady is from Russia, she doesn't mind.
Ali ta aristokratska dama je iz Rusije i ona ne mari za hladnoću.
So because the dragi loves that lady, it becomes very easy for him to go out in the cold.
Pošto dragi voli tu devojku, za njega je vrlo lako da ide van na hladnoću.
No problem, he runs beside her just like a young dog, very enthusiastic.
Za njega nije problem, on trčkara oko te devojke mlade, baš kao mladi pas, vrlo entuzijastičan.
Because he has this rasa.
Jer on ima ukus, rasu.
Otherwise he would sleep, you know, at 12 o'clock in the night, you know, with very warm blankets, you know. But now, because there's this higher taste, he's running around. He's not even taking care to dress in a big coat, you know, he's just very enthusiastic.
Inače bi spavao, pokriven sa puno čebadi, čak ni ne mari da se obuče u veliki kaput, topao kaput, zato što je toliko entuzijastičan.
And he may even sweat.
I može se čak i znoji.
Although it is cold.
Iako je hladno.
So this goes to show you, it's a little funny, you know, for devotees to hear this, but it goes to show you how things which are very difficult become very easy if there's this higher taste.
Ovo priča pokazuje da stvari koje su vrlo teške postanu vrlo lake kada postoji taj više ukus.
One has seen people who are mad with this material love. They do all kinds of things.
Videli smo ljude koji su ludi u toj materialističkoj ljubavi i mogu raditi svakakve stvari.
They paint wonderful pictures.
Slikaju lepe slike.
They run faster than anyone else.
Trče brže nego bilo ko drugi.
They are always inspired.
Uvijek su inspirisani.
Life for them is goes very fast.
Život za njih ide jako brzo.
So in Krishna consciousness we can learn from this.
U svjesnosti Krishna mi možemo naučiti iz toga.
We can learn to get this rasa in relationship to Krishna.
Možemo naučiti da dobijemo tu rasu u odnosu sa Krishnom.
That is the unique feature of our movement.
To je jedinstveno obeležje našeg pokreta.
Yesterday I was looking into this one magazine from what is it? Secrets, huh? What is it? With the epic.
What is it? Secrets.
Secrets, yes. And I was seeing so many processes of self-realization advertised there.
Jutro sam gledao u časopis Tajne i video sam jako puno procesa samospoznaje koje se tamo reklamiraju.
Like they were someone was being pushed in a water basin, you know, to remember his life in the womb.
Was pushed in
water basin.
Njega su stavili u jednu osobu su stavili u bazen sa vodom, tako da se može setiti svog boravka u materici.
Yes, and then he could understand how it was like a baby.
Onda je mogao shvatiti kako je bilo kada je bio beba.
And it was hoped that he would get rid of all his neuroses.
Nadali su se da će se na taj način osloboditi svih neuroza.
By just going deep into the situation.
Tako što samo uđe duboko u tu situaciju.
Or some yogis, you know, meditate with great attention.
Ili neki yogi meditiraju sa velikom koncentracijom.
And develop all kinds of mystic potencies.
I razviju svakakve mistične moći.
They fly around without yugotovas.
Lie?
fly.
Oni lete unaokolo bez pomoći jugotursa.
Yes, so but it is all very, very difficult.
Ali to je sve vrlo, vrlo teško.
And when there is a higher material taste, they usually all fall for it.
Ali kada postoji viši materijalni ukus, onda obično svi oni padnu zbog njega.
But the bhakta who is in the kitchen, you know, in the smoking kitchen, easily, you know, fall back into material life.
Onaj ko nema tu rasu, odnosno sa Krišnom, može lako pasti nazad u materijalni život.
But someone who takes care that he has his rasu, that is the whole secret of Krishna consciousness.
Onaj ko se pobrine da ima tu rasu, onda je, to je sva tajna u svesnosti Krišne.
So how do we get this rasu?
Kako dobijemo tu rasu?
We have to go to those who have the rasu.
Moramo ići onima koji imaju rasu.
And learn from them.
I naučiti od njih.
In the association of enthusiastic devotees, we can follow their footsteps.
U društvu entuzijastičnih bhakta možemo slijediti njihove stope.
What did you do to rise early in the morning?
Šta si ti uradio da bi ustao rano ujutro?
I didn't eat so much in the evening.
Nisam jeo puno uveče.
And in the evening I heard about Krishna.
I uveče sam slušao o Krišni.
And when I woke up, I felt very much down. The autumn is coming.
Kad sam se probudio, osjećam sam se jako potišten. Jesen dolazi.
But I immediately sing Krishna's holy name.
Ali odmah sam zapevao Krishna sveto ime.
Hare Krishna. And in this way, immediately I was feeling on the transcendental platform.
I na taj način sam se odmah osjetio na transcendentalnom nivou.
So many small things we can learn from devotees.
Toliko puno malih stvari možemo naučiti od bhakta.
This is just a small example.
Ovo je samo mali primjer.
The other example would take a very philosophical explanation.
Drugi primjer bi zahtijevao vrlo filozofsko objašnjenje.
To make it short, it is in the heart of the devotees, Krishna has invested a certain energy.
Ukratko rečeno, u srce bhakta Krishna je investirao energiju.
The kripa shakti.
Kripa shakti
means mercy energy.
Energiju milosti.
And if we come together with those devotees, we might get some of this mercy energy.
I ako se družimo sa bhaktama koji to imaju, možemo dobiti nešto od te milosti.
And all of a sudden we have higher realizations.
I iznena da imamo više spoznaje.
Things become clear to us.
Stvari nam postanu jasnije.
By the mercy.
Njihovom milošću.
So I do not want to speak much more because we have a very nice program today. Many things are happening. But maybe there are one or two questions.
Ne želim da pričam jako dugo jer sa tim stvari će se dešavati danas jako puno stvari. Lep program. Ali da li ima jedno ili dva pitanja?
Da li?
Weather.
German language means be fast. Dali.
Be fast. A be fast.
Yeah.
A na njemačkom jeziku dali. Shall I say first in English?
Yes, please. Then I can think.
In Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada says in one purport in the third chapter that in material happiness there may be in material sense gratification there may be some feeling of happiness, and he says that this happiness is the
binding factor,
the greatest enemy,
yeah.
of the enjoyer, yeah. So called. So if you can explain this.
Yeah.
How happiness is anyway. U Bhagavad Giti u jednom smislu trećeg pogleda Šila Prabhupada kaže da u materijalnom čudnom zadovoljenju, materijalnom čudnom uživanju može biti neki osjećaj sreće, ali da je ta sreća najveći neprijatelj tog osnovnog uživaoca. Ja sam pitao kako je moguće da sreća, osjećaj sreće može biti neprijatelj.
It is usually only material pleasure is only a perverted reflection.
Materijalno zadovoljstvo je samo iskrivljeni odraz.
Why is there light in the reflection? Because there's light in the original, in the sun.
Zašto postoji svetlost u odrazu? Zato što postoji izvorno na suncu.
Why is there light in the ocean?
Zašto u okeanu može se vidjeti svetlo?
Because there is a real sun.
Jer postoji pravo sunce.
Or why is there an apple in the lake?
Ili
apple.
Jabuka u jezeru.
Abuka, yes. Why is there an abuka? The abuka is there.
Jabuka.
What?
Jabuka.
Jabuka. Right. Almost the same. The jabuka is there. New word. Because the real jabuka is in.
Zašto se vidi jabuka u jezeru, u odrazu, zašto se ogleda? Zato što prava jabuka iznad stoji.
So if you jump into the lake to eat the jabuka, that jabuka is a misleader.
Ako skočite u jezero da biste jeli jabuku, da uhvatite tu jabuku što se dole vidi, ta jabuka je vas zavede.
And you will become very wet.
I postat ćete skroz mokri.
So this perverted jabuka is your enemy.
Ta kao iskrivljena, odnosno ta jabuka koja je odraz, je vaš neprijatelj.
So in this material pleasure is there because let us say the material world originates in the spiritual world.
Poreklo materijalnog sveta je u duhovnom svetu.
And if you go for the material pleasures, yeah, you usually get wet. That means you have no possibility to go to the spiritual world.
Ako idete za materijalnim zadovoljstvima, onda obično postanete mokri. To znači nemate mogućnost da idete u duhovni svet.
Why no possibility? Because the direction is wrong.
Zašto ne? Zato što je pravac u kom idete pogrešan.
Imagine next Sunday feast we would do it like this. We would have the preparations all here.
Zamislite za sljedeću nedeljnu gospu da bismo imali preparacije sve ovdje.
And then we would have the mirror there. Only mirror.
I onda samo gledalo ovdje nasuprot.
So our Sunday feast guests, we would tell them, yes, in this room is the Sunday feast, you can help yourself.
I onda ako bi došli gosti, onda im možemo reći, evo ovdje je gospa, možete se poslužiti.
So they would come through this door and they would see the reflection first.
Oni bi došli kroz ova vrata i prvo bi vidjeli u ogledalu lik ili odraz toga.
And we would tell them, bind your hands on the behind and then eat.
Mi bismo im rekli, vežite ruke pozadi i onda jedite.
This was, then the example functions better. Then they would all bite into the glass and cut their lips.
Onda bi oni svi zagrizli u ogledalo i posekli svoje usta.
Because they only go to the reflection.
Jer samo prilaze odrazu.
So this is what is happening in the material world.
To se dešava u materijalnom svijetu.
They only go for the reflection.
Oni samo idu za odrazom.
And everyone tells them, go for it. There is some real essence.
Ali svi im kažu, idi za tim, postoji zadovoljstvo, postoji suština.
Like you see a very happy Yugoslavian drinking a glass of fructal. When I really do what is best for me, I drink a glass of fructal.
Ako vidite nekog Jugoslovena da pije čašu fruktalovog soka, ono što zaista radim, ono što je najbolje za mene, onda pijem sok fruktala sok.
very beautiful lady.
Vrlo lepa devojka.
Dressed almost only with the wind.
Obučena gotovo samo sa vetrom.
So standing there.
Stoji.
So everyone thinks, well, that's me. This is what I have to do.
Svi misle, pa to ja moram raditi isto.
Materialistic propaganda is so strong, you know, it comes from the politicians, from the religionists, from the school, from the parents. Oh yes, I should say it. Everywhere. Enjoy the reflection.
Materialna propaganda je tako velika, dolazi od političara, od oni koji se bave religijom, od roditelja i škole i sve ljude podstiče da uživaju odraz.
But no one has become happy with this enemy.
Ali niko nije postao sretan uz tog neprijatelja.
Yes, right. The direction is wrong.
Smer, pravac je pogrešan.
That's a mistake of material enjoyment.
To je greška materijalnog uživanja.
And there's only the little pleasure which is there is only there in, because in the real thing there is all the pleasure.
I ono malo zadovoljstva što se doživi je ono postoji samo zato što prava stvar, pravo zadovoljstvo postoji na pravom mjestu.
Prabhupada has given the example of a pot of sweet rice.
Šla Prabhupada je dao primjer suda sa slatkim pirinčem.
With sand in it.
I sa peskom koji je unutra.
You want to drink the sweet rice and you have more or less hope that it will be very nice.
Želite popiti čašu slatke riže i nadate se da će biti lepa.
And this gives you great excitement.
To vam daje veliko ušićenje.
How nice it will be when I have the sweet rice on my tongue. I will enjoy it.
Kako će to biti lepo kad dođe ova slatka riža na moj jezik, uživat ću.
Then you have it on the tongue. It's only and then the frustration is very great.
Onda imate na jeziku i onda žvačite krcka i onda je frustracija velika.
You don't want to admit it.
Ne želite priznati.
I often have you ever made this experience when do you first of all like sweet rice?
Pre svega, da li uopšte vi volite slatku rižu?
Yes. sometimes the sweet rice is getting old from the Sunday feast and it is a little sour.
Ponekad nakon nedeljnog fista se slatka riža malo ukiseli.
And on Monday morning it is served. Sometimes this year, yeah.
Ponekad serviraju za ujutru za presadom u ponedjeljak.
So you drink it.
Onda vi popijete.
And you know it is sour.
I znate da je kiselo.
But your mind doesn't want to admit it. It must be good.
Umno želi da prizna, mora biti dobra.
It's sweet rice.
To je slatka riža.
And then, do you have this experience?
Jel imate ovo iskustvo?
This is a way of material pleasure.
To je način materijalnog zadovoljstva.
It must be good. Come on.
Ma hajde, mora biti dobro.
What is wrong with me that I do not think it's good?
Što to nije u redu sa mnom, pa ne mislim da je dobro.
Oh, son, you must go to the psychologist.
O, sine, moraš ići psihijatru.
He can somehow turn you in the right direction again.
On te može na neki način usmeriti na pravi put.
So, yes, there is some pleasure in the material world, but it's only sour sweet rice or sweet rice with sand. Is there some hope?
Da, postoji neko zadovoljstvo u materijalnom svetu, ali to je samo kisela slatka riža ili slatka riža sa peskom. I postoji neka nada.
It's mainly all this hope.
Uglavnom je to uvek nada.
You, for a whole you are just feverishly desiring that Sunday feast to come.
Čitavu sedmicu grozičavo želite da dođe taj Sunday feast.
On Monday morning you are not desiring it so much, but then Tuesday morning it starts. Sunday feast, Sunday feast, Sunday feast.
U ponedeljak ujutro ne želite tako puno, ali ujutro već počne.
Sanifi. I also was a new bhakta, I know what I'm talking about. Monday I just stopped desiring the sanifis because I was so full. And I had to make walks in order to you know, function again as a human being.
U ponedeljak ujutro ja nisam želeo taj fist, sanifi fist. Ali bi sam morao, zato što sam bio toliko pun hrane, morao sam da hodam, da idem u dugi šetnji da bih mogao ponovo da funkcioniše kao ljudsko biće.
So finally the Sunday comes.
Ali onda kad opet konačno dođe nedjelja.
And Sunday feast is much too late.
I nedjeljni feast puno kasni.
And then from your the best preparation is already gone, you cannot take any seconds.
I onda vaša vaša najomiljenija preparacija je već podeljena, ne može se uzeti repete.
Okay, then you take from the second best preparation.
Onda uzmete drugu bolju, najbolju preparaciju.
As much as you can get.
Što više možete.
But then when you are half through, Your stomach is hurting.
Ali onda kada pola te količine pojedete, počne stomak da vas boli.
It doesn't matter. As long as I can eat potatoes with yogurt, that's all right.
Nije važno.